After weeks of speculation, Borders is officially bankrupt. The bookstore chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in a federal court in New York. Among its creditors are some of the most prominent names in the publishing industry: Random House, HarperCollins, Penguin, Simon & Schuster, just to name a few. And though Borders got enough financing to see it through the reorganization process, its future remains unclear. NPR's Lynn Neary has our story.
Just a few hours after the news first broke, Dan Schultz was shopping at his local Borders in Washington, D.C. As he left the store, Schultz said he was upset to hear about the Borders' bankruptcy, even though he often shops at one of the competitors that brought the superstore down.
You know, I use Amazon.com a lot for book shopping, but it's nice to have a place to browse and look at look at books that you can touch, taste, and smell.
Matthew Katzenberger also shops for books online and said he wasn't surprised about Borders' predicament.
I always feel sort of depressed when I go in a bookstore because I can't imagine how they can keep going, you know, paying for rent, selling books. So I have mixed feelings about it, too.
Some 200 Borders stores around the country are scheduled to close. James McQuivey, an analyst with Forrester Research, says he's surprised the news wasn't even worse.
You know, I really thought there was a strong possibility of liquidation here, that we'd pull a Circuit City, you might say, and suddenly announce that everything's on sale, including the carpet.
The company has received $550 million in restructuring finance from a group of investors led by GE Capital.
GE Capital's nobody's fool.
Dan Raff is an associate professor of management and finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He says GE Capital must have some faith that Borders can turn things around.
The investors in this reorganization have access to more information than people in the ordinary public, and one has to imagine that they looked very hard at the question of what the near-term prospects were and whether they were going to be able to get their money back. The longer-term prospects for physical book retailing are quite obscure.
The financing, says Raff, will give Borders some breathing room to consolidate and restructure, but the company still has to deal with challenges from digital books and online retailing. James McQuivey says closing 30% of its stores may not be enough to save Borders.
You go back 10 years and think of the list of companies that used to sell CDs and DVDs, and it included Tower Records, and these companies are all gone completely. They're not just smaller. And there's no reason to expect that the book business won't have a similar fate. And so it's difficult to see where any optimism is coming from unless you have a really, really dramatic shift in mind.
But Borders is expressing optimism, saying with reorganization, it still has the potential to be, quote, a vibrant national retailer of books and other products. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.